So I think really what we're talking about again is stigma, which is a term that gets thrown around a lot, but it exists at all levels. You know, Ryan was commenting on stigma within the recovery community, where, you know, people sort of cast one another aside based on what treatment option they're going with at the time, which is really unfortunate. There's stigma and discrimination in insurance policies, in the rules that they follow to authorize treatment, which needs to be repaired. And then just within the general public, there's a lack of understanding, which then leads to stigma of what addiction is and what, you know, who this person is that has an addiction becomes less than a person, and this sort of like sick outcast of society. And that really needs to be changed. And the only way to change that is really through dialogue and education about language and what's really going on with people. You know, they're human beings that have a health condition that has changed their body, their brain, their thoughts, their emotions to a point where they are not really making choices a lot of times. They're automatically engaging in very unhealthy activities and behaviors. And it's hard to grasp that, especially when you have frustrations about if it's a family member and how much you care about them and they're not getting better, or you have frustrations about how much money is getting spent on this issue, which really in the grand scheme of things isn't as much as is being portrayed. So it's complicated.
To help kind of break down some of that stigma here, I mean, could some of you talk about your own personal experiences going through recovery and some of the pressure?